대한 최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간이죠. Headline Korean. Keep yourself updated on the latest issue as we talk about setting New Year's resolutions. Wondering if you guys have set any goals for 2021. 너무 이른가요? 너무 늦었나요? I don't know. Let us know. 여러분은 2021년 신년 계획 세우셨나요? 샵 1013으로 단문 50원, 장문 100원 유료 문자 보내주시면 추첨을 통해서 커피 쿠폰 드리겠습니다. 오늘의 제목이 이렇습니다. 담배 끊으려면 술도 끊어야 하는 이유.
The reason why you have to quit drinking if you want to quit smoking. Is this not the most perfect article for New Year's Eve? Shout out to those who are trying and have been trying to quit smoking or quit drinking or quit any bad habit, really. Unhealthy habits. 2021 is the year for you. I believe in you. 담배 means cigarette. And so in Korean, we don't have like a word for smoking. It's just 담배. It's just the word for cigarette. And so you want to quit cigarettes. 담배를 끊다. 끊다 means to quit, just cold turkey. 그러려면 술도, 술 means liquor, alcohol, drinks, 또 끊어야 된다고 하는데요. 그 이유가 뭘까요? What could be the reason for this? So it's recommended to quit or refrain from drinking alcohol in order to quit smoking. Now, this is because it's easy to feel the urge to smoke when drinking.
맞아요. 이게 뗄래야 뗄 수 없는 조합이라고 볼 수도 있잖아요.
They go hand in hand. It's the perfect combination, especially for those social drinkers or social smokers. Alcohol and tobacco are highly addictive substances. It's basically like drugs. And they have a similar stimulating brain compensation in your circuits. So when nicotine and cigarettes enter your body, it reaches the brain through the blood vessels and stimulates your brain's compensation circuit and releases the same dopamine as it would to similar to drugs. So you get intoxicated. You feel good when you drink alcohol and when you smoke cigarettes as well. So, you know, alcohol goes through the same process and the brain will know how to get pleasure when drinking. So you'll be more likely to look for cigarettes when drinking as well. Now, I've actually never smoked, but people who do have done so always say that it's not really like a bad habit. It's kind of like a comfort. They don't do it for let's say, the thing it gives you, the dopamine itself, or maybe it kind of becomes a safety blanket, and that's why it's difficult to quit. I'm not really sure. Let us know how you guys feel about smoking, and maybe if we have any testimonials as well, love to share it on the show. But the desire to smoke can be really strong after a meal.
식후 담배 피우는 분들도 굉장히 많잖아요.
So after eating, the taste of cigarettes is said to be better. And this is because more ingredients that make tobacco sweet are absorbed in our body. So it's a good practice to practice ways to divert yourself from the urge to smoke after the meals. Obviously, it's easier said than done. But you can actually eat things like or drink things like lemon juice, some vitamin drink, or sour fruits. And those are ways to kind of reduce the impulse to smoke, especially after a meal. So maybe having some desserts might quench that thirst for you. Now, if it does get serious, the article does say that getting help from various services from a clinic at a regional health center or go, you know, possibly getting counseling on smoking from a pulmonologist or a family medicine doctor could be helpful as well.
가정의학과나 호흡기 내과에서 금연 상담을 받는 것도 도움이 된다고 하는데요. 올해 못 끊으신 분들은 그런 분이 있다면 내일부터 새롭게 시작하는 게 어떨까요? 내일부터면 2021년 새롭게 성공하시길 바라겠습니다.
Hope our listeners who are addicted to smoking can quit it cold turkey and live a healthier life. Getting in a message.
4119님께서는 담배와 술 둘 다 중독성입니다 라고 보냈는데요. 맞아요.
That's why it's so hard to quit. This one goes out to our listeners hoping to quit. Here is Andy Grammer. Smoke clears.
You and I, against the world. That's what you told me that night in the terminal as we were boarding. And I know you meant it.